got what it takes to attract the dirty rats. All the dirty rats.
I Want to Be a Vigilante by our Indie Music Tuesday spotlight artist, Calabrese, here on Indie Music Tuesday Show. It's MJ from the EMCT Radio Podcast. Hello, everybody. And what a week we have for you. So Calabrese won the fans, so we are spotlighting them for the next hour. In a little while, Vane sat down with them. I want to say back in February, they were coming through on their last tour. Bane got a chance to sit down and talk to the boys for about half an hour, so we'll listen to that in just a few minutes. Of course, you can always go out and check out the defining act, what I like to call the defining act of horror rock. That's what they're called, defining act of horror rock. Horror rock is their genre, and you can find them out at CalabreseRocks.com. That's CalabreseRocks.com. But let's get back into the music right now. This is The Dead Don't Rise. EMCT's Indie Music Tuesday.
Cover your words. Right by his name. tracks on her neck, the blood that I taste, the chainsaw in my hands, the fear in their face. A mask that hides me from the night, a reflection of the pain. Creatures pulse inside my chest, black blood in my veins. Only the dead knew my name.
This is Bane Hellborn at the Dive Bar in Las Vegas, and who do we have back? Calabrese. This time I'm going to say your names, Bobby, Jimmy, and Davey. I didn't say that the last time. Nobody knew who I was talking to. Okay, this is going to be fun. I hope you like these. If cannibalism were a new trend, what body part would you try first?
Lord.
Whoa. Well, first of all, my name's Davey. I play drums.
I'm the gremlin, and I don't do well.
This is Jimmy. I would say...
We are.
Oh, yeah, I play bass.
Okay.
Everyone knows that.
Guitar. This is Bob. I play guitar.
All right.
Nice, okay.
Let Jim do his cannibal thing.
Yeah, I'd eat hair. I think that would really taste good.
Hair?
Okay.
All right. Lots of fiber.
Lots of fiber, yeah.
I guess a foot. I don't know.
What?
I mean, the farthest thing away from the wang, I guess. I mean, that's what it comes down to.
Nice. Trying to make a good stew.
What stew? Chest muscles.
There's Chewy.
There's no chicken incision.
Well, I'm not. Like the muscles. That's right. Your, you know, like steak.
Right. Nice. Okay. The best part of Calabrese's experience is seeing you perform live on stage.
You know?
So have you ever felt like there is a definite energy exchange between you guys and the audience? Does that help? Does that help keep you on stage, keep you going?
Yeah.
The best performance. Or what do you think?
We talked about this. Yeah, we feel dead inside. There's no... You feel nothing.
Are you like psychic vampires? You bring this energy out of people and
No, because that's
when they're into it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it feels like that kind of keeps us going because it feels like that is the drug that you get, is like that energy you feel. Even when it's like a week day and people are there to see you, but they're just so tired from working all day long, they just stand there and watch you, and you know they're into it, but you know they're so tired. And then you don't hear it. You don't get experience it until they applaud and like scream and yell. Especially at the end, they're like, "Oh, what? Don't you want this to end? No, you want an encore? What the?"
Yeah.
But yeah, you feel the energy.
And I noticed when you guys are performing, you get everybody's attention. I mean, people seem to crowd at the stage to see you, to where. Yeah, it is. It's awesome. And you sit there and you get this like warm feeling. You're like, hey.
Oh.
Sorry. And what do you think of digital music sales over printed CD and vinyl? Just in general, not saying about your sales, just what do you think? just saying in general, you know, our new digital age where you can buy albums like over the internet and get them down on your phone.
I think it's fine. I mean, the word sale, as long as someone's buying it, but nobody buys it, so nobody buys anything anymore.
But everyone has, no one has a Walkman or a CD player or anything anymore. They have their phone, which has access to the internet, which has all the music out there. And I kind of wonder, in the long run, does a service like Spotify, which pays fans as long as they have a good deal, will they actually make more money in the long run instead of buying a CD once and then listening to it for 10 years, or that band getting paid over that 10 years of people listening to music? So, I think
it's a good thing then.
Yeah, it's a good thing. Digital's good, vinyl's good for the collector. Yeah, whatever people are into. Services like, you know, YouTube and Spotify is better than Pirate Bay. Then it's, instead of just getting it for free, it's there and might not be paid a lot, but at least artists are getting paid somewhat. And eventually it'll be, you know, it'll work out in favor of.
Oh my God! Plus, it's just really easy now to just click on your computer.
Yeah.
Just to click download something. You know.
I know.
Yeah. I love Spotify.
I have Spotify too. Yeah. I've got all your albums on there.
Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, we're gonna take them down now.
Okay.
Just kidding you.
But I paid.
Oh, okay.
I paid.
Oh,
okay.
That's all right. You paid?
Yeah.
Premium, baby. That's a thing.
Yeah.
What did you do for free?
Well, I started that for free. Yeah.
That's how I get to it.
And then just get more.
Oh,
shit. this is kind of funny. Please compare and contrast your Lust for Sacrilege album to all other albums ever made.
All other, our albums or just?
All other albums.
Ever made.
Is it different?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not.
Compare and contrast.
Compare,
that's
for sure.
this one's a thought provoker.
Well, I guess
it's
maybe the only difference.
Yeah,
you get us.
You get us, baby.
That's Calabrese's take on.
We're the only band. Three.
Three bands. Real brothers.
The real brothers.
Not the Ramones.
Right.
Screw those. Well, but not the Ramones, but us.
Not the Bee Gees.
The Bee Gees are real. Not the Hansons are real.
Oh, they're real?
Yeah.
But, even Elvis. Elvis is taken from Chuck Berry, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, it is what it is. Take everything, compile it together, we are who we are.
Yeah, that's right. We steal like an artist.
No, you have your own style.
That's right.
Yeah. But see, it's, you guys started out like Misfits type, but now you really have your own sound. It's not Misfits, it's Calabrese. It's Calabrese, that's how you have to describe it.
That's cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thank you.
This was a silly one. Would you rather live one life that lasts 1,000 years or 10 lives that last 100 years each? No, because I already know the answer to that one.
I think 10 lives would be neat.
10 lives?
Yeah.
But then what if one of the lives was homeless guys? Sex slave or something.
But then you know the next one would be even better. So.
Yeah, do you know that you're living 10 lives?
But what if you have the one life as a sex slave for 10,000 years and like you're like a gimp? And then you're like, that's it, you have no chance of getting out of it. So at least you've got 10 different.
If
you can be a king.
1,000 years.
If you can be a king
one
for
life,
1,000 years.
One life that lasts 1,000 years or 10 lives.
Because if you saved, after 100 years, you'd be rich, probably.
Yeah.
Right?
What do you think?
Well.
Compounding interest.
Well, you're, what's that called? Where you die and you turn into a butterfly.
Oh, reincarnation?
Reincarnation. That, you're literally describing vampires and reincarnation.
Well, vampires don't truly die. You know, they sleep for a little while, then they come back. They still come back.
Okay.
I'd probably do the other lives because you don't want to see your loved ones die.
true.
Unless they could be a million years old, too.
Right.
That'd be cool.
Okay. That makes sense.
I'll be a butterfly.
That'll last 100 years.
Yeah, sure. A dog. Dogs get treated nice.
What if you're your owner and puts peanut butter on his...
Uh-oh. I know that trick. You don't fall for that trick.
You're just a dumb dog. All right, here you go. Wait, no, the answer to that. What are you talking about?
What's your favorite album?
Because the vinyls are sitting right on the table.
Because it's a 7-inch vinyl.
Are we going to do a 7-inch?
Oh, damn. Oh, those are 12-inch?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Excuse me. Like I said, see, old. Sorry.
Yeah,
it's like 12-inch. 7-inch. Right. I'm sorry.
The answer is
so what's the answer to that one, then?
Maybe.
Yeah, we've been talking about possibly doing the EP as a 7-inch.
Oh.
That might be possible.
Wow.
It'd be cool.
That'd be a real collector's item, too.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. My math sucks. Would you rather be able to change the past or be able to see into the future?
Future.
Future. Yeah.
Yeah, future.
Yeah, we've all seen Back to the Future.
Yeah.
You can't change the past. If you see the future, then you can take advantage of it.
And you can keep changing it.
Yeah.
Because it's not set.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. That's
you,
man.
Describe how you view your shows visually and musically.
Fun.
It is fun.
Loud.
Yes.
Fun and loud.
Fun and loud.
Yeah, good time.
And you guys do encourage the audience to participate in singing songs. So, I mean...
Yeah. Audience participation is mandatory.
Otherwise, you're going to stand there and you're going to be like, hey, you, come on. Come on.
You know you want it. Yeah. Yeah.
It's fun. It's a group. It's like a group ritual.
Fun, dumb, and loud.
Fun, dumb, and loud. Nice.
Young, dumb, and full of. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What's okay? What's your outlook on the state of your genre of music?
Whoa.
Well, what genre do you think we are?
Yeah.
Ah. Yeah, that's, I know.
Psychosexual.
Yeah, because. Psychosexual. Do you know what I mean? Gutter. Into the gutter.
Yeah, we're everything, baby. It's our music.
Because, like I said, you guys started out as one brand of genre, and then you evolved.
Boom, Misco?
No, you're Calibrese.
There you go.
We're like, we're genderless.
We're genderless. We're the varsities of
musically gender fluid is a new thing.
Gender fluid.
Genre fluid.
That's right. Just don't get any of it on me.
Okay, I like.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for the next big thing to happen. It'd be cool. In whatever genre that we're not.
Yeah. We'll see any movies, make sure you pay us.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Us on the radio. Okay.
Right. what are some of your biggest obstacles for your band?
Well, the high jump. Tough one.
What kind of obstacle?
No, just
driving?
Just any what obstacle? not sure what she means on this. Just
waiting.
Is there any obstacle waiting for your band? Just waiting?
A band is all about waiting. Yeah. It's true. I'm waiting right now.
Yeah. I know. We're going to be waiting a little while, aren't we?
Waiting forever.
And then the big boom when we play.
Which is awesome. We all look forward to that.
And then the trickle from high fives at the end.
Yeah. And there's more waiting until...
More waiting, yeah.
12 hours later.
Yeah. Wow. What is your usual and unusual songwriting process?
Unusual.
Do you have an unusual process?
Well,
is there? What's the usual way you do it, if you want to do that?
Someone comes with like a riff and a melody, normally say it's Cloud. Yeah. When we first started, it was Jim.
Okay.
And then Bob brings it to the table, and then we play on it.
Okay.
And then the lyrics.
Hash it out.
Hash it out, like record it, and then they write some lyrics into it.
Okay.
That's pretty easy.
That's
the last
easy.
Album, the unusual thing, the last album, I made sure I knew what they were saying, and I criticized them on what they were saying.
Oh, okay.
Or suggestions.
Right.
If you don't like the lyrics on the last album, blame me.
No. Lyrics are cool. All
right.
I like everything. I'm all
right.
I'm easy. I like everything you do. I think we talked about this. Since everyone was a startup once, can you give any smaller or local bands looking to get gigs any helpful of tips or airplay tips?
Just keep going.
Just don't stop. Keep going. Don't let anybody tell you no.
Is
that it?
Have a freaking CD, please.
Do a CD.
Play your album on stage, but you need a CD, please. What's the point?
Okay. That's good. No, that's good. Have a CD.
And a merch light. Because you can't
you're gonna
see.
You're going to sell merch.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Make sure your sounds are good, too.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
we're assuming.
So many bands that you got to stick out somehow. Everyone's in a freaking band.
Yeah.
You're a band, probably.
No. Band of two, but no. We don't play music. We play your music on that.
Yeah, don't be afraid to rewrite your songs.
Okay. Yeah, don't.
Good songs.
So if it sounds good to you.
Yeah. I don't know.
But you also have people that like help you, you know, edit or fine tune your work.
Yeah, a little bit.
I find someone an honest friend that would be like,
yeah, you know, yeah, that's it.
Not good.
If you're a man, get all your friends and tell them before you record it, listen to their songs and say what sucks about it and then you change it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Unless you truly believe in the music, I don't know. But
yeah,
do what you want.
But it's almost like writing, like you have your story handed out to friends, they'll look at it and edit it and help you. Why not do that with music? You should, because otherwise if you think everything I write is awesome, just like a story, you have to edit it, you have to, you know, go back in and polish things.
Rewrite. So. Take stuff out, put stuff in.
But yeah, no one talks about that, doing editing songs. They just think...
Yeah, that it's just there.
You just do it once and that's it. Yeah.
No.
No, yeah.
No, you do it over until you think it sounds better or... the producer thinks it sounds better.
Oh, yeah. Practice. And if you haven't practiced, don't tell anybody you haven't practiced on stage. And don't ask for alcohol on stage, please.
Right.
That's unprofessional.
That is.
If you're going to get your alcohol, do it beforehand.
And after.
And after.
Yeah, don't wait till you get on stage. I think we're thirsty right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, hold on. Give us five more minutes. We need a drink.
Most time you get drink tickets.
Yeah.
So, let your fans buy the merch, not you, somebody else, unless they want to buy you. Yeah. Preach.
Okay.
True talk.
Okay. What would be your dream gig, and what would the lineup consist of?
I think there's only one guy we want to play with. I'm just waiting. That would be the bucket list. Big D. Danzig himself?
Oh, yes.
She's like, huh?
No, like, yeah, Danzig.
That's all we want to play with.
Yeah.
But he retired. Uh-huh. Maybe he'll come out retired.
Maybe if you talk to him. Maybe.
Or if the original lineup for the Misfits forms. That'd be cool, too.
Oh. Oh, my God.
Either one.
Wait, is this past or present or future?
Yeah, your dream gig. Yeah. So, like, something you want to do.
Yeah, if Tempo is good.
Yeah.
Genre of fluid cube, like metal, butt rock, whatever they do. Really weird, but they're great.
Yeah.
I would do AFI, My Chemical Romance, Danzig, and the original Misfits lineup.
Oh.
And us, of course.
And then, yeah, we'll put you in. You've got to be in there.
Wow. We're a cult or something. We're in the heyday, 90s cult.
Oh, and the Dan.
Cole.
Dan would be cool.
The Dan.
Oh, and Alkaline Trio. How big is this concert?
How big do you want it?
Oh, it's like Calipalooza.
Are we turning it into a festival where it's like over 12, 15 hours for one shot?
There's no Metallica in there too. That'd be good.
Yeah. Metallica? Okay.
Formal Bone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Post,
Dream
Bone. Post Black Album. Or Free Black Album.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe Mastodon too. Oh, bring that buddy's Mastodon.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, yeah.
No, we don't.
Yeah, that'd be good. Oh, wow.
That's a good, good. Yeah, Calgary Spence.
I would so stay for the whole 24 hours.
2 days.
So Rammstein.
Sponsored by Monster and Red Bull.
Yeah. Let's get Rammstein in
and
there.
Spotify. And,
yeah.
Why not Marilyn Manson could join us too? Why
not? Oh my God.
So,
and Ozzy.
Yeah, Ozzy.
Ozzy.
Prince of Darkness.
With
yeah.
the Black Sabbath stuff.
Yeah. Right.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And Rob Zombie.
Rob Zombie.
Come on, join us.
That's heading to 3 days.
I'm just
fucking
ghost.
Oh,
yeah, okay. So is this next on Calabrese? You're gonna do a Calabrese music festival thing?
Well, if you make it, they'll come, right?
Yes.
Even the bands.
Yes.
It's like, well,
if you book them, they will come.
Yeah, that's right.
Calabrese stock.
Yeah.
I like
Calabrese
it.
Stock.
Yeah.
Idea.
It doesn't roll off the tongue, does it?
Calistock.
It's dark stock rock.
No. Dark.
Dark stock.
Dark stock rock.
Dark rock.
Oh, Rockstock. Hello, Rockstock.
There you go.
Oh, wow.
All rock bands.
Okay.
If you could see anyone alive or dead, what band and artist would it be?
The Doors.
Doors.
Ooh, that would be...
Yeah.
Pretty high with Jim Morrison afterwards.
Always with the Beatles.
Oh, yeah.
Beatles.
Oh, yeah. The Beatles.
Beatles.
Dr. Pepper's.
When they're on their rooftop and you're like only like one, you've seen that?
Oh,
their
yeah.
The last show?
Yeah, yeah. Oh. Oh, my God. Okay, can we just get the TARDIS and do that? Okay.
Let's go.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Do you remember what the first tune or song you played and what was it? Do you remember that? Seems like a long time ago.
It's the first song we played together was Misfits. It's a cover. And one of the first ones we did was a little song called Werewolf Boy.
Nice.
It's a blob.
Don't look it up.
Don't look it up.
A song called The Blob. And what was the other one? I forget the name's the other one. Invisible Boy.
Yeah, what else? Yeah, that's probably
Man or Astro Man.
Surf stuff, yeah.
Yeah, Surf, surf Man or Astro Man, Surf Space.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. What are some of your coping skills balancing your music career and with other obligations, such
alcohol.
As...
coping skill.
Alcohol. Coping skill.
Just
to balance.
Yeah, to balance. Yeah. She came up with some heavy stuff, yeah.
Like stress balls? Or like,
I mean, do you have, like, do you set, like, a time for each? Like, you have your day thing, you got family, you got, and then you go, and then you go, okay, guys, let's rehearse.
We have to
be is that how you have to do it?
Myself and I, you know,
coffee,
stress coffee.
Mm-hmm. Well, alcohol is cool too.
It does help, doesn't it?
Takes the edge.
Takes the edge off.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a bop.
That was the engine.
It's a bop. Started smelling Popeyes up here.
What made you choose the instruments you play, and have you named them?
I play the bass because back in high school, that was the one instrument that a band I was joining needed, so I did that. I don't have a name for my basses, but I know they're female. That's all I know.
Oh, good.
At least I'm gay. Yeah.
No, I don't get the gay vibe from you. No.
Oh, we both. We do.
No. I'm not feeling gay vibe here. No.
No. I play guitar. I did the drums first, and then bass. I did everything.
Yeah?
I just said something I said about the guitar. No
but
name.
But what made you go to guitar?
Because I play bass.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But so I did try the drums. I wanted to be a drummer, so that would be easy. It is.
Oh, it is?
It's really easy.
Is it?
Yeah,
yeah. I don't think so.
Easy beats, yeah.
It is hitting things.
Pop.
Um, consider the bass, but can't really.
And you haven't named any?
No.
Oh, no names?
No.
How about you?
Well, they played their things and bought that drum set, so. Here you go.
Okay. So you haven't named your set?
Drumeo.
Drumeo, nice.
Young Frank. Full of drums.
Because you can't beat your women. You can't be a girl.
No. Well, you shouldn't. And
you shouldn't.
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's online.
No.
It's inanimate.
It's 2015.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't you know you can get thrown in jail just for doing this?
Please. Stab me. I can't sing now.
What are your rehearsals generally like?
Rehearsal.
Or like, how long do you rehearse? Or does it depend on the day?
Depends on what we're rehearsing. We usually walk in, nod at each other, sip our coffee, turn on the amps, tune up, start playing, nod at each other, turn off our amps, and then we're talking again.
So even when you're on the road, do you still have time to rehearse a little? Or no?
At the shows.
At the shows?
Yeah. At the shows. Maybe we should have everything fleshed out that we're going to do for the tour beforehand. And
okay.
Rehearsing, as Lisa.
What have been some of your biggest challenges you have overcome as a band?
Podcast interviews.
Sorry.
Longevity?
Yeah. Maybe like bathroom phobias. Face it.
I bet you've seen some nasty stuff.
Yeah. And I crap anyway.
Yeah, dear venues of the world.
Here we go. Letter.
An open letter to all bars.
To all bars. If you're going to have a bar meant for the public, for heaven's sake, have some soap and a toilet seat and a lock, for God's sake.
Toilet paper.
We're not animals here.
Right.
And toilet paper. Jeez.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Doesn't the people at the bar have to go to the bathroom?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're workers. Employees have to go.
Don't wash their hands.
No, they have a nice one hidden.
Probably.
That's what they do. They're behind the bar. They have a nice one.
You never see the bartenders in the bathroom.
Yeah.
You never do.
No.
And someone needs to spray down that thing with some bleach. That's it.
I know. Nice. Is there anyone you'd like to acknowledge for offering financial or emotional support for your band?
Shout out to Daddy-o. Daddy-o Mami-o.
Yeah.
Our Lord, our Savior.
Yeah.
Beelzebub.
No, Beelzebub.
Your dad was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, from the beginning. Yeah. He took care of us as children.
So your parents totally supported you guys, right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Still do. Still around.
Still do. Nice. Anyway, what's the most rewarding experience you've had, and what made it so?
I can play with bands like Doyle.
Yeah, you've got to meet some really awesome bands.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Wednesday 13.
Yeah, and
I wish I could have seen that.
Yeah, some great
writing spaces. It's all done, the album. That's
cool. Oh, yeah, being in the studio and hearing it.
It's like a birth of a child.
Birth of a child.
Little boy, right?
Yeah. Aww.
And so baby sex. Some more you love more than others. As any other child.
Right.
You can get them in the mail, and they're like, there it is.
So cute.
Wow.
So cute. Look, it looks like you.
But in the future, you won't even have that. You won't even get anything in the mail to be on that. So.
Yeah, I know.
Whoa, heavy.
That is heavy. Aww.
So there's a vinyl.
If you had a snail that could magically grant wishes, what would you name it?
Grant.
Whoa.
Slimer.
Slimer.
The one.
I know.
Phil up. There you go.
Phil.
I like
shout out to Phil from the Butters.
Nice. for the impending zombie apocalypse, what would be your weapon of choice and why?
I mean, you could pick anything, right?
Yeah. Oh, go ahead.
Pick an atomic bomb or something.
That's too easy.
Or a tank.
Tank? Okay.
Oh,
tank would be good, too. Tank would be good.
It'd have to be bow and arrow because you're going to run out of bullets, and you can probably make arrows.
And you can make arrows, yeah.
And a bow, I think. And I'd also want an Indian, American Indian sidekick to teach me how to make bow and arrows.
Right.
And shoot.
Fully loaded tank. Has guns on the thing.
And you mow them down while just driving over them. You drive right over them? Yeah.
Kind of live it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's a good thing.
What do you think, Dee?
Your sword.
Sword?
Drop silver.
There you go. There you go.
Sword with thumb.
Because it never runs out of ammo.
That's right.
What did it break?
Oh. You get a lightsaber.
Well,
no, but the problem there is the power crystal will go out.
Oh, shit.
Does go out?
Yeah.
Plug it in.
Plug it in.
Yeah.
Let's see, when it's a zombie apocalypse, there's no electricity anymore.
Bob's tank gas is going to go away.
In your shells and food.
Or you can take the zombies and dilute their blood enough for the gas.
I want the Harry Potter cloak of invisibility.
That'd be perfect. Nice.
My weapon is hiding.
Hiding. And we made it through! Woo! We made it through. Sorry. We made it through. Well, thank you guys.
Thank you.
I appreciate you talking to me since we had lots of time to kill.
Yeah, you're right, yeah. Okay, who are you?
I'm Bane Hellborn.
Oh, okay.
You know, for the EMZT radio podcast that you guys have helped inspire, and we're almost 2 years old.
Shit.
Yeah.
Wait, you mean Rolling Stone, right?
Yeah, you work for Rolling Stone?
No. I wish. No. Yes, we feature Calabrese on our podcast. We try to play, I try to play a song every week.
Every day.
Every
day.
Oh, I do.
Okay.
Well, I do. Every day. And I did this really great music episode where I gave you guys like 5 songs. I was trying to feature the bands we play and give them like 4 or 5 songs. You were number one.
Awesome.
You were number one.
Number one for bullet.
Yeah. Cool. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
And this is Bane at the Dive Bar. No kidding, it is a dive bar.
Vegas, baby.
At the Vegas.
We'll see the tomb. Dynamite will hide it from the right. Cold Nazi doom. Through the hours of time, I fight alone. Back at you. Lost.
That was Ruins by Calabrese, our Indie Music Tuesday spotlight artist. I want to thank them for letting us play their music on EMZT Radio. Of course, you can hear it anytime during the day, 24 hours a day. That's what we're here for. CalabreseRocks.com. That's CalabreseRocks.com for more information. And when they're going to be seeing a new tour. Don't know that yet. They just got off one just this past spring. This is the end of the final tour. Or the end of the, I should say, not their final tour. Nowhere close. Anyways, check them out. And that is going to wrap things up. Don't forget to check out the EMZT radio show on Sunday nights. The podcast comes out on Tuesday. Had a great interview with Clayton Dean last week. If you haven't checked that out yet, check that out. Talking about Feed the Black, which, believe it or not, comes out on Monday. If you're getting this podcast either Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, it's coming out on Monday. And for Bane, this is MJ. We are out of here. We'll see you on the EMZT Radio Podcast.